In Florida, civil rights groups want to block part of a new immigration law. It bars undocumented persons from certain social services. And it criminalizes people who bring undocumented persons into Florida. From member station WLRN, Wilkin Brutus visits one family that is affected.
Sarai Morales is the kind of high-achieving American kid most immigrant parents dream of. The high school junior is part of a popular college readiness program in Palm Beach County. Name any other educational activity, the aspiring business professional is probably involved in it. But a new law targeting undocumented immigrants in Florida will impact her studies as the policy splits her family apart. She says her Salvadorian parents rushed to sell their landscaping business a month before SB 1718 took effect on July 1st.
You know, it's sad to see because this is a state where I was born, you know? This is a state where I've seen everything, where I've seen my family grow, seen families and friends grow. And so just seeing how so many people are impacted, it just angers me.
Because of this law, she says her father saw no other choice but to relocate their family to North Carolina. Morales will stay with her grandmother in Florida until she gets accepted to college. They're optimistic, but still worry there's no guarantee that they will live how they once did.
And I know family members who have left over there and are still looking for jobs. Like even people who are not being impacted directly are going to be impacted in the end.
Morales says her mother is a resident and her father has been in Florida for more than 20 years. And even though he doesn't have all of his documents, he is the breadwinner of the family.
He was actually very afraid, you know, because I do happen to have a sister that has disabilities. And so my mom that's the reason why my mom can't actually work. And so my dad is the only one who's providing for all of us. And so the fact that he's actually the one that's going to be the most affected just makes it even scarier for all of us, because what would happen to us if something happened to him?
Right now, Morales is in a mixed status family, full of financial worries, medical stress, and a growing fear of driving.
Worst case scenario, what if they, you know, something happens to him while he's driving and then we might not even see him again?
The new law says it is now illegal to transport an undocumented person across state lines into Florida. It was a provision that was changed after it initially criminalized the transportation of undocumented people within the state. And that's when Morales' family made their decision. She says no matter how many times state Republicans tried to clarify the law, it doesn't diminish the fear it was intended to evoke from people like her father.
The United States needs to speak with one voice when it comes to foreign relations.
Paul Chavez is the senior supervising attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Immigrant Justice Project. They're among several legal groups involved with a federal lawsuit aiming to block the state's new immigration law.
You can imagine the chaos that would ensue if all 50 states decided to adopt their own immigration policies, what to do, what not to do.
On behalf of its nearly 12,000 members, the nonprofit Farm Worker Association of Florida filed the lawsuit against Governor Ron DeSantis, Attorney General Ashley Moody, and statewide prosecutor Nicholas Cox. Chavez says the lawsuit specifically challenges the language in Section 10 of the law, which criminalizes the transportation of a broad category of immigrants who enter the state of Florida without first being, quote, inspected. DeSantis, who is vying for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, has used the aggressive immigration policy as one of the main selling points of his campaign. His press secretary criticized the law. A statement to us read in part, quote, "In Florida, we will continue to fight illegal immigration and the evil predations of human smuggling." But Chavez says human smuggling is already a crime under the federal government.
There's so many ways to support nonprofits that work day and night on addressing human smuggling. So many ways to address police enforcement of it. What they did has nothing to do with actual human smuggling. It has everything to do with being cruel to the immigrant community in an attempt to disincentivize their migration.
Last week, a judge denied their request to block the law due to a procedural technicality. Lawyers will refile another motion within the next few days. If granted, it would put the immigration law on hold while the attorneys litigate the case, which could take months or years. For Here and Now, I'm Wilkin Brutus in Palm Beach County.